In a backyard GOP fundraiser on the outskirts of Des Moines, businessman Nick Van Patten is getting an earful about the recent volatility on Wall Street.
And everybody's not happy, saying the seesaw effect, and it's like happening all over again like in 2008, and it's starting to scare people.
Van Patten is also a local Republican Party official and the fundraiser host. Just days ahead of a crucial poll in Iowa of Republican presidential candidates, Van Patten says talk on the campaign trail is almost exclusively related to the economy.
People are wondering, are banks going to try, are going to be able to loan money out? Is it going to be getting better?
Hoping to provide some answers while gaining support, presidential hopeful Mitt Romney, the keynote speaker at Van Patten's backyard fundraiser, wants to promote business growth and shrink government as a way back to economic prosperity.
I like what you do. I like the fact that you hire people, that you pay taxes, that you grow our economy. Good things come from a strong economy, like good jobs for our people, good jobs for our kids coming out of school.
Speaking to a crowd of supporters in downtown Des Moines, presidential hopeful Ron Paul flatly rejects calls for compromise.
They talk about the need for compromise. And we need to, you know, come together, and everybody has to give up something. Everybody has to sacrifice. Quite frankly, I don't think that's necessary. I think that is wrong. There is no need to compromise or settle for less than defending our liberties.
Retiree Ernie Rudolph listened intently to Paul's speech. He has a pragmatic outlook on the growing political divide in Washington.
This is not an exclusively Barack Obama problem. It is not an exclusively Democrat problem. It is a problem of Washington politics, and it has been building for time, and it's accelerating.
Recent polling indicates many Americans agree with Rudolph. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 73% of Americans believe the United States is on the wrong track. A growing field of Republican presidential candidates, most of them now on the ground in Iowa, are trying to convince voters their plan is the best to put the U.S. economy back on track. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.